Thank you and welcome, members and volunteers and stewards. Thank you for your participation in PeeringDB's governance. Kicking off the meeting at 16:05 UTC. So this has been a year since our last annual call. The only major difference in committees this year is that we spun off the outreach committee, which was formerly part of the product committee, and then grew it further. So there'll be updates from each of those respective communities. And as always, we continue as a board and as stewards to try and distribute the actual operation of the organization to the committees themselves and keep strategy and finance and governance at a board level. This organization would not run anywhere close to like it does without the help of many, many volunteers, and for that we thank them. So first item on the agenda is we're looking for the a motion for the approval of the meeting minutes from last year, that is the 19th of April, 2019, and I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
Was there a first?
I'll propose first, Eric.
Okay, Eric, Luce, first, Arnold, second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any objections? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. And Eric Luce, if you can please mute. Next item.
I propose, so it's fine.
No worries. Just to mute would be great. Moving on to the next item on the agenda is the financial update and call for sponsors. Mr. Caputo, I hand it over to you.
All right. I sent out a financial report for covering the year 2018, both a profit and loss statement and a balance sheet. I'd say we're in pretty good shape, and an indication of that is we just recently hired a product manager who's on the phone or on the call with us, please. And I'm also happy to report that for the most part, sponsors renew their support each year. And I'm very happy to report that our diamond sponsors at the 25,000 level are both renewing, and their funds are expected to come in soon. Of course, we could always use more sponsors because that allows more things to happen and be accomplished. And that's about it. I'm happy to answer questions.
Any questions from anybody on the financial update? All right, hearing none, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the admin committee update. And I'll hand it over to Arnold Nipper.
Yeah, so here's my report. So just to recap, the admin committee is responsible for the day-to-day end-user support and is also the first point of contact for any inquiries to PeeringDB. The committee takes care of the consistency of the database content-wise. As PeeringDB is growing, we also decided to, or we are in the process of setting up a charter. So this should be done next week. This helps also the other committees to know what we are doing, to interface with the other committees, and also make it easier to onboard new members. So the committee currently consists of 6 members. From April last year to March this year, the outgoing members were Brett Ramo, Brian Young, Luisa Fernanda Villa E. Buttenberg, Marty Strong, Noel Kenny, Rob Parker, and Sean Donovan. Much appreciation to all of these individuals for the tremendous work on the admin committee. In the last year, the committee processed about 10,100 tickets, which is between 700 and 1,100 tickets per month. The resolution time varied between 4 hours and 7.5 hours. together with our main service contractor, 20C, further tools have been developed to help admin committee do their work. This includes merging facilities, supporting IPs to renumber their IX LANs and to restore objects. The committee is also working on a database cleansing. This consists of adding missing LAN information to IXP records, thus enabling networks to be able to report their assignments at IXP. The admin committee also tried hard to get all this information. So program committee decided to remove IXP records where we can't get LAN information. We need this LAN information to implement further sanity checks when network add their IXP connections. In addition, facility information is being reviewed and corrected together with partner Inflect. Two members of the committee were employees of Inflect. These were Manuel and Sean. Correcting information is an ongoing task. We currently concentrate on adding reliable geolocation data for facilities. For the period, it means from April last year until today, we did not see any issues, neither with the submission, ticket submission system, nor the request submission ticket. So admin committee is committed to keeping the service level and will further work on improving the database quality. I want to express my appreciation to the admin committee volunteers, which are Christopher Hansen, Hendrik Barsch, Yulimar Lungwengo Mendes, Peter Hammenstein, and Stefan Funke for all of their hard work. That was it for the admin committee. Any questions? Hello?
Thank you for the update, Arnold. Hearing none. And thank you, of course, to all the volunteers that serve on the admin committee. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, the operations committee update, and I will hand this over to Joop Schneiders. Joop, you're muted.
Can you hear me now?
We have audio confirmation. I hand it over to you, sir.
Excellent. Thank you for the opportunity to give you an update on the PeeringDB Operations Committee. A lot has changed in the last since the last time we spoke about operations in the annual meeting. I'm very happy to report that we now have a set of load balancers and multiple front ends, increasing PeeringDB's resiliency and uptime. As some of you may recall, it has been a multi-year adventure to move away from donated resources to a professional environment where we can strive to deliver PeeringDB reliably to its users. Another aspect that I would like to highlight in this update is that we retired the finger service. This is a old Unix utility to disseminate certain information, but it's no longer fitting for 2019. We've retained the WHOIS service, but moved it to a dedicated FQDN. And this means that by moving the WHOIS service to its own whois.peeringdb.com entry point, we are now very well positioned to leverage CDNs to deliver PeeringDB. More on that later. Other progress on which I would like to report is that we've invested quite some time in ensuring that the deployment of the PeeringDB software is a consistent process. We use Ansible to deploy the software, and this makes it easier to replicate the deployments of PeeringDB software across multiple instances, including, for instance, the beta environment. We're now at the point where we have a beta environment that is as exact of a replica as it can be of the production environment. Another update I'd like to share is that the translations PeeringDB now offers have been separated into its own deploy process. So new translations or updates to translations are no longer dependent on deploying new PeeringDB software. This will make it easier to accept new translations or updates to existing translations. More on this can be found at translate.peeringdb.com. I'd like to highlight some things we have in front of us in the future. We would like to CDNify all the things. The goal is to terminate the TCP sessions as close as possible to the end user. This will make for a more consistent user experience across the globe. Another aspect is that we may move to a more container-oriented orchestration approach rather than deploying on servers. But this is yet up in the air. And other news is that we'd like to consider the possibility to hire system administrator capacity rather than rely on volunteers. As we've noticed that it can be challenging to find new volunteers for the operations community, or, and now I'm just speaking for myself, to reliably and consistently invest sufficient time to complete all outstanding tasks. And perhaps by making an agreement with an entity that's in exchange for money will promise to deliver system admin tasks for PeeringDB, we can increase the throughput of this committee. And I would like to update this to end this update with compliments for two volunteers, specifically Chris Caputo and Matt Griswold, who have worked tirelessly in the last year and went above and beyond to keep PeeringDB running. So thank you very much, Chris and Matt. You've done an outstanding job. And with that, I would like to open the floor up for questions for the operations committee.
Anyone have questions or comments for the ops committee?
Yeah, do you have Nipper here? Do you have a time frame for deploying PeeringDB on other continents than just the US? Where is it currently on the East Coast?
I'm hesitant to commit to a specific time frame because I think it will depend a little bit on our ability to either find more volunteers or to hire some sysadmin capacity that could speed up the process. So it depends, but I certainly hope that within, say, 3 to 6 months, we should see movement in this particular area. I think it's not just that we need to terminate the TCP sessions closer to end users, but there is also opportunity to make PeeringDB a little bit more distributed than it currently is. And both these goals will help us. Does this answer your question, Arnold?
Yeah, definitely. So I also am asking this because I can imagine as soon as we roll out more languages, that especially the demand or that there is more usage from more distant destinations.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's important that users, wherever they're located on this planet, feel like they're first-class citizens when it comes to accessing the PeeringDB infrastructure. So yeah, it is a priority.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions or comments for the Ops Committee? Hearing none, Thank you, Job, for the update, and also thanks to all the volunteers who commit to their time and resources to the Operations Committee. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, our newest committee, the Outreach Committee update, will be given by Greg Hankins. I hand it over to you, sir.
Hi. Thanks, Aaron. So I'll give you a quick update on what we've been doing. The Outreach Committee was formed in April of last year, and we are responsible for coordinating all outreach activities. So these are things like branding, events, giveaways, social media. And we're basically the marketing committee, but no one likes the word marketing, so we call ourselves Outreach. We have members, me as the chair, Bijal Sanghani as vice chair, Aaron Hughes, Arnold Nipper, and Rebecca Stanek are members. And we had a couple big accomplishments last year. The biggest one that you probably noticed is the PeerIndB rebranding, which we launched on February 22nd in between NANOG and Apricot. We timed it specifically that week because we had a number of promotions that we had for Apricot, and the rebranding included a bunch of new things, new logos, new sponsor logos. We reskinned the website, updated PowerPoint templates and things like that. And we really needed a rebranding because the previous branding was really put together just piece by piece, and there wasn't a lot of coordination or a lot of thought into the branding. So we worked with a marketing agency called RadioPath, which was a great experience. They really understood what PeerIndB is and what we were going for, and they helped us develop the new branding and all the new graphics. At Apricot, we had our first ever giveaways. We had PeerIndB t-shirts and stickers that we gave out to the attendees there. We also developed a PeerIndB tutorial in collaboration with DKIX. DKIX did most of the work on that one, and we really want to thank them for their contributions. That was presented by Arnold Nipper at Apricot as well. It was an hour-long tutorial, really in-depth, that's different than the PeerIndB update to presentations, because it actually goes in-depth on how to use PeerIndB. And last year, we also did a user experience survey. In October, we got 110 responses, which I think is quite a lot. And in general, the users are happy with the board, where funds are spent, and the engagement with the community. In terms of the 2019 goals, we are still need to write the charter. That's something that's been in development that we need to finalize. And we're focused on a couple major things this year. One is expanding outreach to underrepresented regions. And we're doing this in a couple ways, presentations and promotions at events. So we're working with local hosts and local organizers like Nick.br, ISOC, and other smaller IXPs that host these conferences. And we're going to be providing them with funds to produce giveaways, so the t-shirts and the stickers, and also with presentation content. We want to continue the PeerIndB updates and tutorials. Arnold Nipper has been a tireless presenter around the world for PeerIndB updates, but we'd like to expand that, especially with some presentations in local languages. So again, we're working with local organizers like Nick.br. They're giving a presentation in Portuguese tomorrow at one of their events, for example. Also, ISOC has been very open to providing local speakers. So we really want to localize that content and get it out to people at events that haven't heard of PeerIndB before. Translations is also a big focus. We think that providing local content and, of course, PeerIndB in the local language is one of the most important things that we can help do to promote adoption. So we're working with the community and the product committee to drive more translations. Translations are done typically by a different subset of the community, so it's not strictly a product committee role. It's really a collaboration between the community and various committees within PeerIndB. And lastly, I'll just announce that we just opened up a mailing list for translations. So if anyone is interested, feel free to join that list and start helping out. And last thing what we're doing is we're looking into some other ways of building awareness for PeerIndB. We are working on a series of short videos. These are not your typical how-to videos. We feel that there's enough how-to content out there. We really want to focus on explaining to people why it's important to be part of PeerIndB, because we've actually heard from a lot of the smaller regions where they're underrepresented that they don't understand the benefit. So we think that's probably one of the problems that we should look at solving, is explaining the benefit of why you should be peering to be and how it benefits you in your peering and interconnection. And the last thing that I'm personally very excited about is we're looking into launching a peering to be store. The apricot t-shirts were very popular. It was practically a mob scene. And we've had a lot of requests for peering to be t-shirts and other merchandise, but we don't have a shipping department or, you know, some sort of group of volunteers that can print t-shirts and ship content around the world. So we're looking at setting up a peering to be store where people could just buy the shirts at cost. It's very important to mention that peering to be is from a board level direction, is not interested in making money off of t-shirts. So this would be strictly a way for you to promote peering to be personally by buying a t-shirt at cost. And then, you know, you could wear it as much as you like. And that's my update. That's all I have.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the update. Any questions or comments for the Outreach Committee? Hearing none. Thank you very much, Greg, and thank you to all the volunteers that serve on the Outreach Committee. Appreciate the efforts. It's very clear that they've made significant progress in the last year, and we all appreciate the efforts that you're making. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, product committee update will be given by Eric Luce. I hand it over to you, sir. Eric, you are muted.
Okay, I was muted on two different levels. Sorry, both on my phone and on GoToMeeting. So it's been an interesting year, and I think it's been mentioned a couple of times already. I think the biggest development that has been done has been the translation component, and that's going to be the by far the most visible element of what the product committee has been able to achieve. Just to again recap, what is the main role of the product committee? In what it actually does in a day-to-day is looking at incoming issues, trying to get them clarified. Once they are clarified, see whether they fit with the overall goals of PeeringDB, then putting them into a backlog, getting quotes from a vendor, and then scheduling them for development and eventual release. So in order to achieve this kind of flow, we have volunteers that are taking the hot seat, as we call it, every week for a week's time, where they are responsible for tracking that we answer every new request within 24 hours. Now, I won't lie, the biggest challenge is that unlike other departments, other committees, which obviously have a very critical day-to-day operational function. The world does not collapse around us if Productcom does not have an issue scheduled for development. So that's been it's always been a bit more tricky to keep momentum. Nevertheless, the translation bit was developed. Other items have been developed. For instance, I heard you just talking about bringing the content closer to the edge. One of the developments we did in the last year is to, for instance, separate out the read and write database calls in the code so we actually could replicate the backend database. So these are all kind of issues that have been developed. Still a very big one that's ongoing is fixing the Python client. That will allow us to better synchronize. There have been some issues with that in the past. And I guess, indeed, now we have a backlog of around 110 items where sometimes it's difficult to come up with a decision. Unlike normal product owners, we have 8 product owners and we don't all agree. That's making life sometimes interesting. But hopefully now with Phyllis on board, that will support us in driving this consensus and driving a roadmap that we can also then share with the broader community. We will be able to improve on that. We had a great workshop about a week ago, I think, Phyllis, where we came up with some new ways of tackling this large backlog. And probably I will help her get started and for a good 3 months or so, and then I will reevaluate and put up my position for someone else to take it over if they want to. And otherwise, of course, I will be happy to keep on serving, but I have been doing this since the beginning of PeeringDB as an Inc. So perhaps someone else wants to take the reins going forward. Are there any questions?
Thank you for the update. Eric, any questions or comments for the product committee? All right, hearing none, we'll move on. Thank you again for the update. Really appreciate it. And again, thank you to the volunteers that serve on the product committee and help continue to evolve the PeeringDB platform for the community. Before I open up the microphone, I'd just like to say that we really appreciate community input. We listen very carefully to requests about what you'd like to see in the platform, in ops, in how we engage with the community, and how we run our finances, and we react to them. So your voice is really important. While I drive the chairs and the outreach committee to engage with the community on a regular basis to feed all of the committees and make sure we're serving you appropriately, the more feedback we get, the better. So please feel free to reach out to stewards at any time or the specific committees. Those lists are available on gov.peeringdb.com and docs.peeringdb.com. And with that, I will open up the microphone to anybody on the call for technical or policy questions, really an open microphone session. Any questions or comments?
I'd just like to echo the thanks to the various volunteers and committees and everybody else involved. It's been a successful year from my viewpoint.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate the feedback.
Phyllis here, if I may just say, just have a note here. Clearly, I've been looking into the works of PeeringDB and the mechanisms and the processes in the last couple of weeks. And I am really amazed as well how this whole thing works on the shoulders of the volunteers. So I just wanted to make a note, even in the very short observation I had the opportunity to do so. I'm really amazed how this works. So it's really great. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Liz. Appreciate the comment. Anybody else before I close open mic? All right. I will just add one more comment before closing this particular item on the agenda, which is that every year we write a strat plan and operational objectives. Our next strat planning session is coming up on the 20th of May in Reykjavik. So if you have any input into the strategy or the operational objectives of the organization, please feel free to reach out to me directly or reach out to the stewards as a whole, and we'll take that under consideration as we launch our meeting then. It really does drive the next year's worth of behavior. We try and keep this organization running transparently and clean and set with very clear annual objectives and annual budgets. So your input is absolutely essential. Otherwise, we'll just keep steering as we're doing. Okay, closing up open mic. I'd like to encourage everybody to please vote for your board members. We currently have 5 candidates running for 3 open spots. You should have received a ballot from the Secretary Chris Udo at this point. Voting closes on the 29th of this month at 2359 UTC. So if you have not voted, please do so now. Well, with that, I would entertain, well, I should say thank you very much, everybody, for your participation. Thank you for participation on this call and for those who are viewing this on the recording later. And thank you for caring enough to participate in the governance of the organization. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn. Joke.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Arnold. And sorry, just house cleaning before we hang up. Caller 5, could you identify yourself? There are 4 people that are on phones. Chris, Michael Still, Patrick Gilmore, and 1 other unidentified.
Chris Phillips.
Chris Phillips. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Thank you again, everybody. Take care, and feel free to reach out at any time.